Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
This is for you. This is for you and me, and who we see when we see each other. This is for all. This is for all the time you tried to find your sister or your brother. And you're not crazy anymore. You've been waiting at the door. And it's time to open.
I can hear it. I can hear it. There's no squeak, Randy. There's no squeak. The door is opening easily and effortlessly. Good morning, you American state nationals. You're listening to Waking Up in America, dynamic radio dialogues brought to you by Key Media, happily200.hghbreakthrough.com. Once again, happily200, the number 200.hghbreakthrough.com, brag.com, and that's brag with two G's. Happily 200, and that's the number 200.com, the coningcompany.com, Sir Jason Winterty, Dr. Valerie.com, the body can, the body will, and the body does. How'd you like that one, Randy?
I love it.
And over 600,000 people out there are in our global audience, and they're listening, and they want to grow hair. And if they want to grow hair, if you want more hair out there in that audience, you send an email to Miracle Stuff with 3 F's at gmail.com and say, Jason, how do I get hair? And he will certainly get back to you and let you know. So, we're working on getting that number increased. Randy's been working her little buns off. I stayed up all night. If I sound a little groggy or whatever, hey, the last time I went to bed was yesterday sometime. So, our live shows and our archives at our website, wakinguponamerica.com. You can download any of our past shows and share them. We are a little bit late in posting. I've had issues getting things up on the internet. We'll have that taken care of this week. Forgive us. Want to be a legal beagle? Take classes, form groups, and start questioning the laws. They may be legal code, but are they moral? And we want reports. Let us know. You can tweet Randy. Randy, tell them where to get you on a tweet and let you know what's going on.
I'm on Twitter at twitter.com/Randy Shannon. Super easy, R-A-N-D-I. And my main focuses are health. Yes.
Seriously, we take the law very seriously. That doesn't mean we agree with it. We question it. We look at what caused it, where it came from, and is there any legality to it, and the deceptions that we find are just so much fun. For instance, you think that an original actually is the first document of something, and it isn't. In California, the sneaky buggers have turned an original into the second copy of a genuine document. What this does is it covers their little slimy bums for having corrupted everything, selling off the original papers, greedily grabbing money all over the place so that they didn't have the original, what used to be called an original anymore. So they changed the original to genuine, and they made original the first copy. Because what they've got is the copies, and they've got many of them, and they didn't feel badly about selling them many times, which is one of the reasons why the Chinese were deeply upset with us. So they bought a lot of this paper. It's called derivatives.
So you can reboot your system or whatever. You're barely coming in because there's something wrong with the phone.
There's something.
Yeah, there was a fade out, a serious fade out.
Huh. Do you want me to try again? Or what do you want me to do?
Just go ahead and I'm going to take a commercial break here. But in the meantime, just give me a couple minutes. I'll be talking to you here in queue, okay?
So we should then call back in? Okay, well, let's all call back in, guys.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, Babbel.com, or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
You're never going to get as much sleep as you want. That's why you need to make every hour of sleep you do get really count. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. Our sheets are handcrafted from pure, fair trade, 100% organic cotton. Hundreds of thousands of Americans, including three U.S. presidents, sleep better than ever on Boll & Branch sheets. If you order today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Hey, here we are. We're up and running, and Randy, you were going to tell people a little bit about legal beagles, and we were talking about legal codes, and are they moral, and we were talking about the difference between genuine documents and original documents. Okay, we've had some fade in and out here on the show. We've had some technical difficulties. It's probably... okay, you know, NSA listening or something like that. Hey, guys, I hope you learn a lot, you know. We totally do want these 5G things handled. So if you happen to hear a phone ringing, a call fading, a dog barking, an angel humming, or an ET singing, we call in from our homes and offices all over the galaxy to create this program. Our friend Paul, he's in California with me, and we're suffering with Governor Moonbeam's idiotic decisions. Randy's in Florida. I don't know, Randy, what's the weather like down there, and are any alligators chasing you or anything?
No alligators, but, you know, Florida, we just, like down here, we just have it so nice. It is humid. We've had a bunch of rain, but, you know, there is nothing like South Florida. Miami is just a beautiful place, and, you know, a lot of people around the world think, oh, no, not Miami, but, you know what I see here is people that actually really care about the community, and I've stated it before, like after the hurricane happened, everybody was out in full force doing cleanup. There was no crime really to speak of. I mean, people here care about the cleanliness of our home, and I think it's a beautiful city. I tell you, when I leave the city and I come back in and I do that drive along the skyline, I comment almost every time, there is nothing like the skyline along our water in beautiful Miami. So I will be moving from here. I am moving from here.
Oh, that's good.
And I've never told you that.
No, you haven't.
But I actually do have plans to move.
I'm straight out.
Yet where it's going to be, but... I will hate leaving Miami. I love this city. I absolutely love it.
Well, you know, my son, John, we just celebrated his 50th birthday on the 9th, okay? So 2 days ago. And it turns out Johnny's going to get to go to Miami to drive cars. So maybe he can drop
wow.
it in. Oh, and what he told me about, because we've been sitting here in California, and Paul, I don't know if you've been going through this or not, but... we've been perspiring a lot, okay?
A lot?
A lot.
I'm sitting in a pool of water.
By drippy poo, you know, try running, you know, when they talk about mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun, nah, this mad dog just wants to, like, sit in the shower and let the cold water come over, except now that it's so hot that the water in the pipes is hot. So...
I was washing ashes off my car yesterday.
Yeah.
Covered with ashes.
Where are the ashes from? From Northern California?
Fire.
Or where are they from? Where are we?
You don't know? Orange County, Riverside County, San Bernardino, 22,000 people have been evacuated. It's not in the north. We've got huge fires down here.
They're doing this on purpose, Paul. There's a plan to burn up California, and they're being very successful with it, and it just irritates the heck out of me. You know,
can't we throw the Governor Moonbeam into the tinders to kind of build up the fire?
Well, the problem is the fire's already too hot, and God knows what would happen if he was in it. What I've been doing is I've actually done a lot of investigation of the fires, guys. And one of the things that I've discovered, and I've looked at a lot of the tapes and things like that, are these fires are burning way past what fires burn at. And they actually believe that a lot of the chemtrails have salted the ground with chemicals in such a way that all the fires are accelerated. You have glass melting. You have all kinds of things that don't happen in normal fires. And what I was watching was a comparison to the ashes and what actually should have been happening if it had been a normal fire. And the fires are flaring up. So the trees and the properties have already been soaked with some kind of chemicals from the chemtrails that's turned California into a tinderbox. So that's not the biggest thing. Well, it's part of the biggest thing that's bothering me. But the other biggest thing is we got a tape on 5G that I want to play for you. I was looking at it last night. Mike has scrambled around and gotten the thing together. And it's a 15-minute tape, and normally I don't like to play things that long. But I really want you to get upset. I want you to get vocal. And I want you to stand up and make sure. I mean, even Elon Musk is part of this thing. The governor is a part of it. Our mayor of Los Angeles is now wanting to put 5G towers in all over the place. And I say that this is weaponizing the telephone, which has already been partially weaponized. If you've looked at what happens to brains that are next to cell phones for more than 5 minutes, you can see the brains heating up. I want you to listen to what Mike is ready to play. You're ready. Are you ready with that now, Mike? Mike?
All right, folks, this is Joe Imbriano, and once again, we're in a lot of trouble. You know, I don't know why people seem to think it's okay to let them get irradiated. I don't understand what's the matter with you people. Do you think these systems that they're putting up on these towers are there so you can watch Netflix and play video games on your phone while you're taking a dump? Do you not realize what is in store for people right now? Do you realize what they're doing with this stuff? Do you realize what this stuff does? These towers are weaponry. These systems are weaponized. I'm going to go over a couple things with you. I've gone over a lot of things in the past, but I'm going to keep hitting on this because it's not sinking in. Most people are in a trance. Most people are zombies. Most people are self-absorbed, myopic children, even though they're 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, even 80 years old. They just want to go and stare at the TV and cuddle up with their little blankie and stay on their merry-go-round and microwave their Hot Pockets. Folks, we are being herded into the compact cities, and they're putting the towers in. Now they're going to be putting in the microcells instead of these huge towers that are already in place, with power generating systems the size of shipping containers next to them, with cables 4 or 5 inches in diameter capable of handling hundreds of thousands of volts, what, for 5 watts of power? Are you freaking kidding me? Okay. What's coming is a kill grid. Make no bones about it. These people, tell your kids we're overpopulated. These people that run things, like Mr. Gates, Prince Philip, Mr. Rockefeller, the Rothschilds, all these people talk about how to reduce the population to 95% down from what it is right now. We are in the midst of a silent war. They're not going to fire a shot, folks. They're going to cook you. And they're going to do it with invisible radio frequency emissions that you're addicted to and in love with, because your junk works no matter where you go. You got to have your texts, you got to have your emails, you got to check your Facebook. Look, I know, I'm a salesman. I'm on the road. I'm in the field. I'm in the office. I need to be in touch with people. People need to be in touch with me. I'm a researcher. I'm an activist. I need to be in touch with people. People need to be in touch with me. But at what cost? Now, the frequencies that they're deploying are weaponized frequencies. And I'm going to explain this to you. Right now, the Wi-Fi in your house is 2.4 gigahertz. That's the frequency that that sub broadcasts on. Now, you can't open up a radio station without an FCC license. You've got to have a license to broadcast, and you've got to be given access to certain frequencies to broadcast on. That's called spectrum. They allot certain spectrum to certain companies, and if you haven't figured it out, your parents and your grandparents were watching the idiot box on the spectrum that was opened up 80 years ago, and the radio stations and the TV stations are controlled by five companies. Now they're probably controlled by three or two. They have been feeding you lies for decades and decades and decades. You can't broadcast unless the FCC gives you a license. Now, what they've done is the most harmful frequencies imaginable. You know, the 2.4 gigahertz, that happens to be the frequency that the water molecules start to rotate on their axis when they're hit with the radio frequency emissions at that particular frequency. Why are they messing with the water molecules? Well, we're 70% water, and they know what this stuff does. So what the FCC did is they opened up that frequency band, that part of the spectrum, to everybody. You don't need a license to broadcast on it. And you know what that did? That virtually ensures complete proliferation and saturation of radio frequency emissions in that part of the spectrum. In other words, they want to bathe you in the frequency that messes with the water molecules. Is that a good idea? That's not a good idea. Maybe you're not aware of this. So they got you addicted to Wi-Fi and your gadgets. They're doubling down now because they're coming out with a new frequency, because they claim that you can't get enough of your Netflix and enough of your stupid movies or whatever you have to check, that these frequencies are getting congested. There's too much traffic. It's a bunch of freaking hogwash, folks. Everything works just fine right now. The systems that are in place with these towers is so overkill, it's not even funny. They could run 100,000 times more devices than they're using right now. They got you addicted to these devices. Now they're going to bring a new technology out. This really scares me to go into this, because this is the end. They've opened up, the FCC's opened up the millimeter wave band, and they're going to be broadcasting on 60 gigahertz, folks. Wi-Fi right now is using the frequency of water molecules. Their rotation on their axis begins at 2.4 gigahertz. In other words, that's the spot on the spectrum of the trillions of frequencies. That's the spot on the spectrum where the maximum dielectric loss of water begins. That's a fancy term for when they start rotating, trying to line up to keep pace with the alternating field, electromagnetic field. So it causes water molecules to vibrate on their axis. Well, they're going to use 60 gigahertz for the new 5G and the new Wi-Fi. It's called Wi-Gig. Okay? You need to understand something. This stuff is wicked, because 60 gigahertz is the oxygen molecule absorption spectrum. I repeat that. This is the frequency that the oxygen molecules start reacting to. So they're using Wi-Fi to mess with the water. They're going to use Wi-Gig and 5G to mess with the oxygen. Now, this crap doesn't travel far, so they got to put them really close together. They're going to put these little transmitters all over the light poles, telephone poles, light poles, public buildings, and you've got to put it in your house, because the crap's not going to work. And I keep saying crap because this is crap. It's a weapon. And they're going to get you to go to Costco and bring it home in big boxes, and you're going to put it all over your house because you're stupid and you're not listening to me. You need to understand something. You need to stop killing yourselves, okay? That's what these people have managed to get you to do. They have managed to get you to kill yourselves and enjoy it, and kill your children and pay for it. Wi-Gig, 5G, 60 gigahertz, get that through your skulls. You don't mess with oxygen molecules. Oxygen is in the air. We breathe it. It comes from the trees. Trees make it out of carbon dioxide. I think we've all been taught this. It's two oxygen molecules, and they share electrons. When you hit oxygen molecules with 60 gigahertz millimeter wave emissions, it affects the orbital properties of the electrons of the oxygen molecules. Now, why is that important? How is oxygen absorbed into your body? Well, it's pretty complicated and it's miraculous what God has done, how He's created our bodies and He's created these mechanisms, and He created a molecule called hemoglobin, and it binds to the iron. You know that iron is magnetic. Have you ever heard of the word magnetobiology? If any of you out there are physicians or doctors or physicists or biochemists or any type of researchers, I bet you've never heard of that field of study. I have a bachelor's degree in chemistry and I have a bachelor's degree in biological science. And when I went to UCI for 5 years, none of the curriculum included anything remotely close to the interactions of electromagnetic fields with living tissue. They don't want you to know about how this works, because this is a secret stealth weapon that they're touting as the neatest thing since sliced bread. It is right now making up the majority of the economy. And if this technology was to be exposed for what it truly is, it would collapse the economy. They've got everything intertwined in this. The pension funds are infested with investments in these companies. They're rolling this out so fast, and they're passing laws at the federal and the state and the local levels to where you can't say no to this crap. And they built this whole infrastructure's legal ability to exist on research that was done in the 1980s, and it was passed in 1996 by that dirtbag Bill Clinton. Yes, Bill Clinton signed the Telecom Act. He is the one that put the death knell to humanity, okay? He's the one. They're using 30-year-old research that was rigged from the get-go, and now they're rolling out technology that they've never even publicly released the testing on. They know what this stuff does. That's why they're doing it. They know what this stuff is capable of. That's why they're rolling it out. And they used a framework from 30-year-old rigged research 22 years ago to get this thing put in, so where the companies that have access to public right-of-ways only have to pay a small amount of money because the city has to give them access. And any tower under 150 feet, no one's regulating the emissions. No one's checking the power levels. No one's babysitting these weapons, folks. You're going to bring this crap in your house. They're going to put this stuff outside your house, and it's going to affect the oxygen molecules. Here's what they're going to do. When you start affecting the oxygen molecules' ability to bind to the hemoglobin in your blood, you can't transport the oxygen into your tissues. Okay? It does other things to your body that I'm not going to go into right now. I'll briefly touch on it right now. Actually, I'll tell you real briefly. It also affects your ability to produce vitamin D. It affects your body's ability to produce vitamin D. 60 gigahertz is a weapon. It affects the oxygen molecules, and it affects your skin's ability to produce vitamin D. Your skin produces vitamin D. When sunlight hits your skin, it produces a reaction in your skin whereby your body begins to manufacture vitamin D. It also, the same thing happens when the sunlight goes through your eyes. Okay, that's why they got you wearing sunglasses and contacts. So they got you blocking all the sun. They don't want you in the sun, folks. They want you deficient. I don't want to get off track here. The bottom line is, this stuff is a weapon. You need to wake up, and you need to understand that it doesn't travel far. Trees block it. The low-E film on your windows blocks it. Mylar film blocks it. Metal screens blocks it. You can buy paint that blocks it. Don't bring this crap into your house. Because if you have this stuff in your house, it's a slow kill, folks. Because what's going to happen is you're not going to be able to have the oxygen levels in your blood that your body needs to survive. You're not going to die immediately from this stuff. It's just going to cause all kinds of weird health problems. And guess what they're going to do? It's going to create symptoms, because I know for a fact what this stuff does. There are two locations in the United States where this was rolled out in schools. And it produced paralysis, arrhythmia, neurological problems, problems with tingling in the extremities, people passing out, people having fatigue, malaise, all these bizarre ailments. I guarantee you, folks, when they roll this stuff out, they're going to turn it on in such a way that it's going to seem like polio came back And you know what they got ready for you? A vaccine. What do we hear about all the time on the news now? Vaccines, vaccines, vaccines. I'm in California, and guess what? You can't put your kids in one of these government mind control facilities unless you inject them with like 60 shots. Now, if you have any brains, you won't go for that, and you'll find a way out of it. And you know how to do that. You can homeschool your kids, or you can get a medical exemption. You got to do what you got to do to protect your children. Now, they are going to roll out a microwave weaponry system that is going to induce symptoms that people are going to think are a new type of virulent strain of polio or some sort of neuroinvasive encephalitis or some sort of paralytic disease that they're going to blame on some newly discovered strain of something, and they're going to have a shot ready for you, and they're going to make it mandatory. Mark my words, that's the plan here. Aside from the fact that this stuff's going to make you sick and it's going to screw everybody up, it's going to make a lot of people very wealthy. And it's going to concentrate power because a sick, weak-minded populace becomes servile and slaves really quick. There's a big push to get everybody into the compact cities. There's a big push to build high-density housing. There's a big push to go 10 stories, put Wi-Fi routers everywhere, have free Wi-Fi everywhere, have all these things in place, folks. They're putting chemicals in the water. You got to filter your water if you're going to drink it. You got to grow your own food. You can't eat this stuff in the store. You don't know what's in it. Now they got these weapons that they've put into the classrooms. They put in the schools. They've put them into the buses, the trains, the planes. The cars got Wi-Fi in them now. And now you go outside, you look at your phone, there's 50 networks when you're walking down the street. There's cell towers everywhere. And then now they put these LED lights in, so it's white light at night, so you can't sleep. It's messing up your sleep cycle. Folks, wake the heck up. Okay, you're not going to hear this at church, you're not going to hear this at school, you're not going to hear it on TV. TV's a bunch of pornography and crazy movies. The churches are all sold out, they're not talking about nothing, they're just collecting your money and putting you to sleep, and the schools are making everybody stupid. So where are you going to hear this information? On the internet, and you better get with the program before they shut it all down. This is Joan Briano warning you to wake the hell up. Thank you.
Well, I don't know how I feel about being called stupid, but I certainly am ignorant, and I consider ignorant different than stupid. Stupid is if I know something and I just don't care to implement it, and ignorant just means I need to get educated. So that's my only critique on it. Paul, I'm curious, and Randy, I'm curious what your take was on that.
You want my take or you want Randy's take?
You go first.
Randy, go ahead, because my take is very lengthy.
Okay. Well, I didn't catch the gentleman's name that said that, so I'd definitely like to research him. If what he says is true, and I really have no reason to not believe it, but I would definitely want to dig into that. It's pretty scary stuff. I'm glad I'm moving out of the city. I'm actually moving to a state where it's legal to be a naturopathic doctor, and I like open space. I like lots of land. So, and I don't like technology. I mean, I've been in a restaurant where I have one of my boys that's not a city boy at all, and when we sat in a restaurant, we were sitting under the lamp. He said the lights were making him sick. And I'm very big about not having everything is shut down in my room in the evening. For over a year, I've had the circuit breaker off in my room at night, and I totally black it out. And there's just nothing going on in my room, and I've taught the kids to do the same exact thing. So we're avoiding all of these rays or dirty electricity or whatever you want to call it as much as we possibly can. I think a lot of people are going to be harmed by it. I mean, people are getting sick. It's epidemic levels of just all kinds of things right now. And I really do wish people would wake up. And even if they think they're just, you know, thwarting it by eating organic, they're not really still getting what their body needs because the soil is deficient. So it's just one thing catapulting on another. If people would just take a deep breath and step back and just realize what the important things are to you, your family, your loved ones, you know, whether it's friends, whatever, and just step back and try to avoid as much. We don't have a TV. We don't you know, so we don't subscribe to a lot of these things. My kids, I have one that actually does internet work for people. He works for some authors and different people and bills them while he has his job. But the rest of my kids are fairly unplugged from it all. So, you know, they're not getting on Facebook pages, and, you know, the brothers just communicate with each other and their close friends. They're not out there on these things all the time. My kids were raised different, and they were homeschooled, so they were subjected to other things. We went on field trips. We did hands-on things, and there was a lot of love in the household, even though the first boy's father passed away, and my second one I'm divorced from, you know, they still love him, and, you know, we still all have a closeness and a love about us, and, you know, we share these things, and that's far more important, spending time with people as opposed to spending time with technology. Paul, your turn.
Well said, Randy.
To what state are you moving? You've got your choice of North Dakota, Montana, South Dakota. You want wide spaces, but where are you going to?
I'm not really saying that on air just yet. When I'm ready, I will. Yes.
The other comment that you made about Miami is dead on. I've been to Florida many, many times, partly because of Cape Canaveral and Cape Kennedy activity. But Miami has a strong sense of community and collective affection that I don't see in a lot of American cities. But it's very apparent in Miami. When the chips are down, the Miami folks get together and clean up.
And I love it. I mean, they're loving about it. I mean, they're friendly about it. It's very social, very social.
Absolutely right. And, you know, the Miami climate should kind of filter down to the other American cities. But to get to 5G, 5G is a manifestation of a terrifying phenomenon that is overtaking humanity. I call the phenomenon the self-propagation of technology. Technology has become a beast that can't be stopped, and it propagates itself, and it constantly changes. The whole point of 5G, until now, mobile broadband networks were designed to meet the needs of people. Let's forget the radio frequency radiation, RFR. 5G was not created for the needs of people. It's been created for the needs of machines because, and I'm going to go into tech speak, it offers low latency and high efficiency data transfer. Let's forget all that. The net result of that will be the installation of data towers that, because of the technology, require smaller data towers with a very, very large number of data towers. They're smaller. And that means there are going to be data towers everywhere. The high-frequency waves travel shorter distance. The 5G waves don't travel well through buildings, and that was mentioned in the summary, and that leads to signal interference. So the necessary infrastructure requires many smaller, barely noticeable cell towers, but they're located much more closely together, more input and output ports than there are on the larger, easier to see 4G towers. And that might result in wireless antennas literally every few feet on every lamppost and utility pole in our neighborhood. But to put things into perspective, here's some numbers off the top of my head, okay? As of 2015, there were over roughly 300,000 wireless antennas on cell towers and buildings. That is twice the number that existed in 2002. What 5G would do, it would require exponentially more smaller ones placed much closer together, with each one emitting radio frequency bursts, RFR. Granted, the levels are much lower than that of today's 4G cell towers, but they'll be much harder to avoid because there will be so many towers. They'll be ubiquitous, okay? But the health concerns are serious. It's important to know that in 2011, the World Health Organization's International Agency for Research on Cancer classified RFI as a potential 2B carcinogen, and it specified that the use of mobile phones could lead to specific forms of brain tumors. We know that. We keep hearing about it. But there's a lot more than just the brain tumors. Studies are showing that there's a whole litany of health effects and first health effect. DNA, single and double strand breaks, leads to cancer. Oxidative damage, which came up, that leads to tissue deterioration and premature aging. Disruption of cell metabolism. The big one, increased blood-brain barrier permeability. Another big one, melatonin reduction that leads to insomnia and increasing cancer risks. Then you have disruption of brain glucose metabolism, generation of stress proteins, all of those. And those are legitimate. So it is a really, really scary thing. It's not being done. 5G is not for us. It's for the machines.
Hmm. Yeah.
So what are you going to do to...
What is being done for us, Paul?
I'm going to put aluminum foil in my ears.
Yeah, the other thing you're going to do is...
You can't do much. What you can certainly do for fun is wear a baseball cap and line the baseball cap with aluminum. That's, you know, a minor barrier against some of the low frequency or RFR radiation, radio frequency radiation. And, you know, you talk about these wallets that have promulgated the airwaves because they promise protections against RFID. You don't have to spend $30 to get those wallets. Just get some aluminum foil, cut two pieces and put it in your wallet, and that will block the RFID radiation of the crooks at airports and other locations like malls that try and get your credit card numbers. The same effect.
So simple aluminum foil does that.
Simple aluminum foil, yeah.
Wow.
The stuff that you use, just take two pieces, 2 inches by 3 inches or 3 inches by 4 inches, and just put them inside your wallet. For that matter, go to Kinko's and put them in the lamination machine so that they don't get crumpled, and simply put them in your wallet, one on either side, and that will provide the necessary blockage. But you know, you've seen the cartoons and you've seen the jokes about people wearing, you know, aluminum hats. That's not a joke. That's legitimate.
So
that's
Paul,
about the only way.
Paul, we have something else we need to do in the course of this program, and I really want to thank you for this information that you're putting out. And I
it's
also,
terrifying.
It is.
It doesn't have to be terrifying, okay? Because we got their number, okay? And I am convinced, you know, I've heard all kinds of stuff that President Trump is supposed to be working for the dark side and all of this. I don't buy it for a minute.
Nonsense.
Okay?
He's working for us.
He will leave us. I cannot believe he will let us go to the wolves, okay? So I've got great possibilities going on here, but what I want to do is actually let people know about something that I developed in 1986, actually, and Randy is going to ask me some questions about it, and I want you to pay very careful attention because there is an offer here. If you call 310-455-8623, this particular process, which has been used, I have used it the people and leaders in countries all over the world. Even recently, after one of the radio shows, I did work with a brilliant person on it. I can hear things that are driving people's conversations, and I can help identify them. So, Randy, we've got probably a little over 10 minutes left. Just go for it.
Before we get straight to it, first I want to know about one of your first entrepreneurial ideas. When you were a kid, what so many kids do, what did you do?
A dealer is what I was. I remember, actually, I tried selling watercress because I live near a stream. I sold one bunch of that for 10 cents. That didn't work out.
Okay.
Then I moved along. My mom and I saw an ad in the paper that if we pitted apricots, we could make 50 cents a lug pitting apricots, right?
Wow.
So we went.
Okay.
I think I was 8 and mom was whatever age she was. And by the time we got done pitting the case of apricots, I didn't eat dried apricots again for about 30, 40 years after that, because all I could see was ants and flies walking all over these pitted apricots that we had done. And we had juice running down our arms, and they paid us. It took us an hour and a half to do this big lug. We got a quarter each. Mom and I looked at each other and said, okay, we've got that one. We're not doing that one. So then after that, I sat under a tree, and I tried to decide how to make money, and I thought I'd make money out of something that was maybe in nature. So I tried black walnuts. Well, as you and I were discussing before the show, black walnuts are full of stain. And not only that, they're really hard to get out. So even though there was lots of black walnuts around, and I probably could have dyed cloth or created a dye empire with it, that wasn't the direction I was going to. And then we moved to Santa Monica. And fortunately, in Santa Monica, we lived near the beach. So Patty and I wanted to go to the movies. That's my sister. I miss her so much. I wear her shirt sometimes when I miss her. Dear Patty and I, we took lemonade out of the refrigerator. We made up lemonade, and we went down to the beach, and we hooked up business right next to a popcorn hot dog stand. And we were really cute, and we were selling our, by the way, we were selling our lemonade for 50 cents, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the popcorn stand got upset because we were so cute that we were taking all their business, so they came and bought us out. We were happy because we went to the movies.
Wow.
So that was one that paid off for us. We earned movie money first thing, you know. But after that, I started working with breath work, so... And that was something that came free, was part of nature. I wanted something that you could have and you could travel with. And I've done directed breath, which is the particular thing I developed. And what I discovered was that people hold DNA charges, and not just from this lifetime. And I'm not just talking past lifetimes. I'm actually talking in the family line. So if your great-grandmother saw her husband hung or burned at the stake or something like that, that shock could still exist inside of your DNA that's been passed along if it wasn't cleared. So I actually discovered, through Landmark Education, actually, I was sitting, Randy, in the last S training, and they were talking about Wilhelm Reich and orgones and body sensations, and I realized that body sensations were probably where the cathected energy lurked. Because I noticed when I get in trouble or something like that, if I was scared, I would say the same things. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Well, you say the same thing because that's where the energy is cathected. And cathected is where if I go, boom, Randy, and you jump, you'll have a shock stored unless you somehow release it. And if you come from an alcoholic family, I mean, that's the worst. Because those kids get ignored and beaten and just horrible things. A lot of them get incested, things of that nature. Oh, my God, the things that happen. And I'm going to say 85% of American, and I only have the figures for America. I'm not saying the rest of the world is better or worse. 85% of American women have been sexually molested either physically or by innuendo.
Mm-hmm.
We'll
okay.
take that in a moment.
Yeah.
I think that would do to women who are they're either going to identify with the aggressor and start acting like men so they can take care of themselves in the world, or they're going to become shy and retiring and start to lock themselves in their rooms and things like that and be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
And sexual predators, whether they're your father or some stranger on the street, are actually looking for victims to violate. These are not. This is not a sexual crime. This is a crime of violence. So the things that people go through, and the thing that most women go through, is somehow believing that they deserved it or asked for it. You did not deserve to have your father climb in bed with you, or your mother to French kiss you, or your mother to have you be her son because the father was beating her up. And when you're 8 years old, you're not supposed to have to fight your father off with a baseball bat. And these are the kind of things. And I'm not saying nothing happens anyplace else, because it certainly does. It's just the most dramatic example would be the alcoholic home. So I've had the privilege of doing this process that I developed, and I'll give you a demonstration of it on air if you want to, I don't know, pick something. If you have any kind of a situation that annoys you that wouldn't be too revealing, you know?
Paul, do you have one? She's probably never done it with you.
The whole topic of sexual harassment was one that I was going to get into last Saturday because of what's happened within Department of Homeland Security. I didn't get the opportunity. But there's a vast difference between sexual harassment and the term sexual molestation. There is
okay,
no
I,
such
I,
thing.
I don't want to get attacked on this right now, Paul.
Okay. Well, you brought it up. You brought up sexual molestation, and it was incorrect in context. So I disagree.
No, I understand what you're saying. What I'm telling you is that all of these different incidences are situations in which people hold on to energy, which is cathexis. Okay. And once they hold on to the energy, whether it's molestation or harassment, or whether it's an army man that sees his buddy's head blown off, it doesn't
Well, they hold
matter.
On to the energy because of thousands of years of conditioning, and it's very difficult to get rid of the energy.
It's actually very easy to get rid of the energy, and that's why I'm talking to people about it. I actually, in 1986, I was sitting in the forum, and I figured out how to access the charges, and I can tell by language, Paul, also by force. When people talk in force and can't be stopped, there's usually something behind that. When people are quiet and don't speak up at times that you think they should, there's something behind that. When you have women taking on strong roles or having to take care of the family, there's things that are behind that. And the problem is that you're the age, you're emotionally the age of whenever that intelligence or situation got, quotes, cathected. The directed breath process actually allows you to get in touch with that moment, release the energy, and your entire conversation changes. And this is why I've had the opportunity. I actually worked with a man that was a consultant to the president of a major country. And I worked with the heads of companies and all kinds of stuff. A man that owned an aircraft company, painters. I've worked with a lot of people in the artistic world that lack confidence to put their projects forward. And you always find, for women, 99% of the time, Paul, you find some kind of sexual harassment amongst women. Now, they make that mean something, and that's what happens when you have cathected energy. It's you're holding on to something that you believe, but it's not necessarily true. For instance, you may believe that no man can be trusted. One of the most... Pardon?
4 minutes, sorry about that.
So you want me to try breathing you, Mike?
No,
only 4 minutes left of the show? Okay. So the way the process works, and since I don't have any particular volunteers, I'll pretend I'm talking to you out in the audience, and you have an issue about, you have an issue about helping out around the house, for instance. And we find out that when you were a child, you were forced to do all of the housework and you have a resentment about it. If we go back to that time when you had that resentment, we can actually erase the resentment and the whole thing, the charge will release. You could actually cry, okay? I was a licensed marriage family child counselor, and in a period of 1 year, I would use up about one box of Kleenex. After I developed directed breath, the Kierkegaard method, I was buying it by the case because cathexis is frequently when we cry, and when we stop children from crying or people from crying, we're actually interrupting the release of the trauma. So sending somebody to their room for crying because they've been punished or something of that nature and making them wrong for it, you can send them to their room. You can tell them to take a time out. But let them express the feeling that they're having so that they're not dealing with that feeling in their marriage, you know, 30 years later with their children or whatever. Anyway, I invite you to go to drvalerie.com and check it out. And I'm inviting you to call me because I'm giving a complimentary 45-minute session, no charge. I'll do one for anybody that calls, and you don't ever have to sign up for anything. I want you to have the benefit of actually letting go of something that's bothering you. So,
that's an incredible offer.
I thought so.
Very generous. Is that your birthday giveaway instead of you're actually giving for your birthday? What a sweet thing to do.
Randy, if everybody in the world had no cathected energy, we would formally have named this world heaven.
Wow. Okay? That's profound.
Because it's real, too. All of the energy that's in this world, even the dark side and all of that, I will tell you that a lot of people that are, quote, evil, and I'm putting quotes around it, they're called evil because they're fighting back for something that happened to them, or they're fighting because they think they have some responsibility. Or we got 1 minute left in the program. I want to say thank
Pat
you
Morgan.
To everybody. Thank you to Paul for being here, and always, you're honest to God, Paul, you're the smartest guy I know. And Randy, you have taken friendship to a new level. I didn't know that I could ever have such a good friend or so much help from a person that I have with Randy. And I want to say thank you to you, Mike. You've been amazing. And I want to thank Ron Hayes. God, I think it's been, 7 or 8 years now that Ron has been being research director, keeping me up on
things.
And he
said the most wonderful things to you this morning. And then you mentioned Pat Morgan as well.
Yeah. So Pat Morgan is one of our listeners, and she happens to be blind, and she needs a computer. She can't listen to us anymore because her computer has gone out, and unfortunately, I wish I had the money to buy her new one. I'm going through some financial issues myself right now. I'm trying to raise money. So check it out on Val Kierkegaard on the Facebook page, and if you would join my fundraiser, I'm actually going to be getting some spinal surgery so that I can walk better. I have a great voice, but a rather painful walk. So that's going to be worked out. So thank you guys for being with us.
And you're not crazy anymore.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kierkegaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.
This is for all in you, pouring through. Now your heart is open.